This is the news in brief from the United Nations. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet has expressed serious concerns about the crisis facing Sudan in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. She said in a statement on Tuesday that terrible suffering awaits the country's people unless donors act fast. Her comments come barely a year after the ousting of former President Omar al-Bashir, who was replaced by a transitional government that was tasked with bringing economic and social development, democracy, justice and peace. All of this is now being threatened by acute resource constraints, the High Commissioner said, while also highlighting that Sudan will not be able to break out of its cycle of poverty and desperation unless it is freed from sanctions that were imposed at the time of the previous government. Once sanctions are lifted, the country would be able to attract investment and access funds available from international financial institutions, Ms. Bachelet explained. The UN Human Rights Office has said that COVID-19 could be a tipping point for the country, citing sources who've warned that there is a serious shortage of equipment and protective gear to tackle the pandemic. As of Monday, 275 people had tested positive for COVID-19, 22 have died. Of Sudan's population of 43 million people, nearly 2 million remain internally displaced as a result of conflicts in Darfur, South Kordofan and Blue Nile State. Most face dire conditions, living in camps or settlements unable to meet their basic needs. Sudan also hosts more than 1.1 million refugees and migrants from other countries. Concerns are growing about a potentially massive spike in global food insecurity in East Africa as a direct result of the COVID-19 pandemic. In an alert on Tuesday, the World Food Programme, WFP, said that the new coronavirus is steadily spreading in the region, creating huge needs in Ethiopia, South Sudan, Kenya, Somalia, Uganda, Rwanda, Burundi, Djibouti and Eritrea. Here's spokesperson Elizabeth Beers.
WFP estimates that 20 million people are now food insecure in 9 countries in the region. We have done projection about the situation there, about the number of food insecure people. And this number is likely to increase to 34 million, up to 41 million during the next 3 months due to the socioeconomic impact of COVID-19.
At the border with Uganda and Kenya, WFP has reported long queues of trucks carrying food forced to wait as the authorities take the driver's temperature to check for coronavirus. Finally, a major UN-led initiative is underway to secure supplies of key medical equipment for 135 low to medium income countries facing down the COVID-19 pandemic, the World Health Organization, WHO, said on Tuesday. The COVID-19 Supply Chain Task Force follows a request to WHO from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres to coordinate the organization's response to the new coronavirus. It comes amid unprecedented global shortages of critical supplies, skyrocketing prices and export bans, said Paul Molinaro, head of emergency logistics at WHO.
The demand obviously has increased in some of those markets 100, 200 times normal demand. And then on the supply side, we saw a lot of shutdowns of manufacturing. We saw export controls. We saw the international air transport system, of which we're quite dependent for movement of cargo, gradually shut down. So we're at the point now where we need to look for solutions to this.
As part of the collective effort by the UN and public and private partners, a dedicated COVID-19 supply portal is set to launch within days. Daniel Johnson, UN News.